highlight courtesy of CBS Sports. Hampton OB is sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. I'm laughing because
only the Bears. Only the Bears could get these calls. Hey,
this game was unbelievable.
Other team. You got, not even Green Bay could get these calls.
They played dead for 3.5 quarters, and then next thing you know, hey, you got to tip the cap to the Bear defense that kept them in it, making Washington have to burn, you know, all of their opportunities down in the red zone and then having to go with the field goal. Hey, congratulations to the Bears. This is one of those games that you can point back to maybe hopefully a month from now and say, guess what? All the chips were down. We were getting drug around. And you know what? We stayed in it and we found a way to make a play and get back in it. And, you know, DeAndre Swift, that touchdown, 56-yard run, who would have thunk that was going to be the catalyst?
What happened?
Let's not celebrate.
Oh, my goodness. I was already counting
a win. Hail Mary, folks.
Oh, my gosh.
Hail Mary pass by Washington, and they win the game. No time on the clock.
It was tipped at about the half-yard line and into the end zone. There was one Washington receiver there, and he caught the ball for a touchdown. And the final is 18-15 Washington. That's incredible.
Here goes my phone.
Absolutely incredible.
This will go crazy.
Absolutely incredible. That was a 52-yard touchdown pass in the books.
I'm stunned. I cannot believe this.
We're
this is
look at
a
it.
Drill that people talk about and you this, you know, this is sickening. You know, we are taught as, you know, defensive players, the last play of the game, you tomahawk the ball into the ground. They were going up to, like, they were trying to catch it, and it caromed over their heads into the end zone, and there was a receiver there waiting to catch it.
What Dan Hampton just said there is the truth. You practice that. Or let's put it this way. You should be practicing. That's part of the game. The Hail Mary. It happens. It just happens. And guess what? It happened to us. We won on a miracle call. I mean, the Redskins actually had a touchdown in the end zone. The receiver's hand was under the ball, and when you come down your knee and the ball, by the way, the ground cannot cause a fumble, okay? That was a touchdown. That was taken away from Washington. But I'll tell you what, the defense, which Dan just said, has kept us in the game and gave us a chance to win it. And they got a miracle call. They made a touchdown, and so be it. But there was how many seconds left?
Five.
There's no time on the clock when the ball left.
Yeah. Well, I think it was 3 seconds were left. Okay, and they go for the Hail Mary. And again, what Dan Hampton just said, folks, that's what you practice that play. Defensive guys, you knock it down. You don't go for the interception. And I would see what it looked like. They're jumping up with their hands. It bounces off their hands and goes into the guy in the end zone. Game, set, match. It's a tough loss. I mean, at least we fought all the way through, Dan. I'm talking about defensively. If you look at it from quarter to quarter, folks, our offense was not that efficient in the running game or in the passing game. Not until the fourth quarter.
They were hard.
We were god awful that first half.
What is it about Matt Eberflus's teams that do so poorly after 2 weeks? I mean, they had all the time in the world to prepare for this game. I know he gave his players a couple of extra days off, and by you're supposed to do it by the CBA. There's a couple of days during that week that you're supposed to be out, but he gave them the rest of that week. And you got to tell me that when they came to work on Monday or whenever it was, that they didn't get ready for this game again.
I'm still shocked, folks. We didn't deserve to be this close.
No.
I'm telling you. I mean,
I agree.
So many things were against us, but for the Bears just to be able to stay in it and fight and claw and get back to the goal line after Doug Kramer, you know, botched the handoff at the goal line and, to force them to punt. And I thought that was a bad spot. I thought he had the first down. I mean, play after play, the officials had a huge, huge part in this game. But at the very end, it came back to just idiot technique at the goal line on the Hail Mary, OB.
Yeah. Dan, I can tell you, for them not to know that, our defensive backs are very good, folks. They're excellent. But for them, and they made a mistake. They made a mistake, and it cost them the game.
Yes, it did.
It cost them the game because they made, and that was a mistake, folks, because what Dan's telling you and I'm telling you knock that ball down. You do not try to go for the interception. That's what you do.
All right, so I walk in here, Andy, and we're going to get to you callers because I know you're as hot as the rest of us. But I walked in here thinking all game long I was so heartbroken that here we are at 4-2. They had a bye week. They're coming off of two pretty good, you know, performances. And if we go into Washington, we play the game the way we're supposed to play it and, you know, come away with a victory. That would be something to kind of set this team on a, you know, trajectory. And yet, we had the game won after we didn't deserve it, and then we gave it away with 3 seconds to go on the last play.
Yeah, there's a lot to get into as far as the coaching decisions, especially made on the offensive coordinator Shane Waldron. I mean, why are you giving the ball to an offensive lineman there in the fourth quarter?
A guy that stood on the sidelines all day, and you've got three offensive linemen that have left the game.
The two things that I tried to make the point, but yeah. I didn't get to the second point, was exactly that play.
Yeah.
Was exactly that play. Those are trick plays, folks. And you know what happens? The people that play with trick plays, they get blown up right in their face. You take a backup lineman, an offensive lineman, folks, and you put him in a fullback slot. You put him in a fullback slot and snap the ball to him in that critical a situation. That alone, Eberflus, should get you fired. That alone should get you fired. That's called stupidity. Out and out stupidity.
Yeah, I didn't get a lot of that, to be honest with you, and we'll dive into a lot of that as we move along here. We're with you till 8:30 tonight, and we'll be breaking down the breakdown of the Bears, at least 18-15, losing on the Hail Mary with 3 seconds to go in the game.
Yeah, and the other thing, you know, you look at what really went on, and we'll pick out some things. But the first half, folks, the first half, Patsy in this league, the first quarter and the second quarter, half come. Boom. Gun goes off. Half's over with. You know how many net yards we passed for? 13. And it's the seventh game of a 17-game schedule. And we passed for 13 yards. And what I was talking about in the pregame, our hourly show pregame, the point was, Andy, just take it.
All right, catch your breath. We're going to take a timeout here. We'll come back with phone calls. 312-981-7200 is the number. Bears lose 18-15 on a Hail Mary.
Sickening.
With 3 seconds to play in the game. Hampton will be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Got nobody to blame but themselves.
So here you go.
He's gotten hit throughout the rest of the game. It's hurting more now.
Comes down to one last play. And it's going to be getting longer by the second. You're all the way back at the 30-yard line. Now you can step into it. Here comes the Hail Mary with the game on the line. And the ball is caught! Caught! It's a miracle! It's Noah Brown! Oh, my goodness! This town is going crazy! It's a madhouse in Lambeau!
Courtesy of CBS, Hampton will be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers, Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears, 18-15 Commanders. How's the Bears coverage today? Sponsored by Thatcher Oaks Commercial Awnings. Well, it was really good until about 3 seconds to go in the game, unfortunately. with guys batting the ball in the air instead of batting it down. Thatcher Oaks Commercial Awnings, covering Chicagoland's businesses for 40 years.
You know, it's amazing, Dan and Andy. And, you know, when you look at the different stats of this game, you know, first half stats and then the final stats, and it gets a little clearer. You know, folks, I always talk about the third down efficiency. That's the most important down in football. And I gave you the reasons why. You know what? We passed for, folks, a net 13 yards. You wonder why we lost the game? And we converted in the first half one out of six third down conversions. One time out of six. Okay? That's two quarters of football. Half a game played, and we had a net 13 yards passing, and the most critical down we converted one time out of six. And you wonder why we lost the game? Maybe if we could have converted on third down. Just maybe. Maybe we might win this game. We might have won it. It might have not come down to a miracle play. But, Danny, I'll tell you, it would have been great if they'd have won, even though it was a crazy finish the way it was. But the fact of the matter is, we lost. We lost.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. And we'll get out to the phones in just a second. Sammy, can you move that down for me? There you go. Thank you very much. Let's go out to Shorewood and say hi to Randy. Randy, you're up first with Hampton OB. Go ahead.
Hey, guys, it's been a few years since I've called. I'm glad we can hear from you guys again. I just wanted to speak on to coaching. Horrible, horrible, horrible. First off, halftime, Eberflus dresses the nation on the with the interview, refuses to blame the O-line. The O-line was horrible, horrible. Says we can't get in a rhythm. You know why we can't get in a rhythm?
They're not good enough.
It's our O-line. It's our O-line. They're weak. They have cinder block for feet. It's horrible. Also, why do we have our second-string full center trying to run in a touchdown pass? This is not a Disney movie. Miracles do not work like that. We have DeAndre Swift. He can power right through that line. It's a one-yard conversion. We can do that. It's stupid coaching. I think Eberflus is, if not more, just as delusional as Nagy. It's a disgrace. Glad to hear from you guys. I'll hang up now.
Thanks, Randy.
Well, Randy, and then you look, we've got the next 2 weeks. We've got very beatable teams, very beatable teams. And then comes the last eight games. The last eight games, one week after another, it's going to be one tough game after another for us to win. You know, today, we had so many breaks in this game today. And when it came down to the end, our coach, you know who lost this game? I'm going to tell you who lost this game. I'm not going to put it on the players. The defense played their hearts out. Even though we lost some valuable people, they still came in, filled in, and they played their hearts out. Offensively, I don't know what to tell you. We lost this game because of this coaching staff. Don't let anybody tell you any different. That's why we lost this game, because of this coaching staff.
All right, and
paste it right on their forehead.
And let's throw some other, dirt in there. We released Blassing Game, the fullback. Don't you think a fullback at the goal line on the 1 yard line would come in handy? We don't have one now. Okay, number two, Doug Kramer.
So you had to go to that stupid play.
Hey, we had two weeks to get a game plan together. This thing was god awful. It was our quarterback nets 18 yards. Throwing the ball in the first half. We were 1 of 8 on third down going into the fourth quarter. All that being said, Shane Waldron wouldn't get on the plane if Dick was the coach. I'll guarantee you that. But you can put this on polls, getting rid of a fullback, and then thinking this offensive lineman is going to be the magic elixir inside the goal line area.
Dan, it's ridiculous. Put it on the coach. I'm assuming you agree with what I said.
Absolutely.
This, folks, don't cut it any other way. 100%. There's nothing.
And their last shake.
Coach Ean's staff lost this football game. Those kids are out there playing their hearts out. That's what I saw.
Okay, you got an offensive coordinator calling junk plays, stupid formations, doing all kinds of idiotic things. That's the head coach's job to straighten him out. And yet it goes all the way to the fourth quarter when it blows up in our face.
Now we put DJ Moore in the backfield, all right, and in a short slot position too. Like, who are you trying to fool, folks? Okay, and you're handing the ball for J.D. Moore to run off tackle, off guard, off center. You put a play in like that in your playbook? He's a wideout. He's a receiver with great hands, great move, great separation. You want to put the accent on that. Not trying to make him some running back. And again, like, we're going to try to fool that defense. It is so stupid, folks.
Big difference between 5-2 and 4-3, OB. Big difference.
You got it.
Huge difference. All right. Got about a minute before we get to the top of the hour. Mark, you're up from Broadview. Go ahead, Mark.
How you doing, guys? I just want to talk about the offense. And Dan talks about preparation. How about creativity on the offense? I mean, we don't do the things that OB talks about, the bootlegs and all that stuff. And we didn't get the ball to Clement.
Time in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, can you believe that one? He's the guy that, Mark, he's the guy that generates our passing game, our offense. It's Cole Kmet. And if you have a coaching staff, there's 29 of them or 26 of them. And if they can't figure it out, get them the hell out of this town.
312-981-7200. That is our telephone number. We'll get some more of your phone calls coming up after our break for the top of the hour news.
Stick around, folks. We'll get to you.
Go big here at the goal line, including Mercedes Lewis, the veteran tight end, and Roschon Johnson. They like to go to short yardage. Instead, look what they do.
Oh, the ball's out, Jim.
Ball is out. The ball is out, and it's picked up by the Commanders.
Keep running. It's not blown dead. It's Newton.
And there's not a single bear in pursuit.
You can't think stupid. It's a state of mind when people think they see clearly, but they're really blind. Oh, yes, it's true. You know it's true. You can't think stupid. There's nothing you can do.
All right, there, one of our Mueller Auto Group game-changing moments, sponsored by the Mueller Family of Dealerships in Hoffman Estates, Gurnee, Highland Park, and Merrillville. That handoff to Doug Kramer, and also the Hail Mary at the very end of the game, obviously game-changing moments. Again, a big thanks to the Mueller Auto Group for that sponsorship of the game-changing moment.
Andy, Dan, if I may, and the summer listeners, I just lost a true friend. A gentleman, you talk about a true champion. His name was Dr. Brian Moran. When I found out I had cancer, he saved my life and my brother Mylon's life, plus thousands of others. And to his family, excuse me, his beautiful wife Betsy, his children, Kate, Nora, Chris, Jack, and the grandchildren, I truly believe the heavens just got brighter. God's love to you, Brian, forever. God love you.
And our condolences alongside. Well said there, OB. Appreciate that. Happen OB sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Bears lose on a Hail Mary at the very end of the game, 18-15 to the Washington Commanders. Let's get back to more of your phone calls here at 312.
You know what? The thing is, yeah. Andy, that never should have happened.
Of course not.
What the hell? You have a head coach, you got an offensive coordinator, and you've got, what, almost 15 offensive coaches, and you guys put a backup center at fullback, and you just cut our fullback that's been here a few years, this earlier in the week. And you send him in and hand the ball off to him? What the hell did you think was going to happen? You fools!
312-981-7200 to Shanahan, Illinois. We'll say hi to Michael. Michael, you're up with Hampton OB. Go ahead.
What's up, Hampton OB? This is Mike from the wedding that night. I just wanted to say thanks again for taking time for some pictures and hanging out. It was awesome. I'm just going to repeat what you guys are saying. The coaching staff and play calling, it's pathetic and it's embarrassing. We had 2 weeks to get ready for this game, and that's how we looked. The team is always unprepared. I think this last half of the season is a real eye-opener if this is what we're putting on the field, it's not going to cut it. Thanks again, guys. Love the show, Bears.
Thank you, Mike.
Go ahead, Dan.
You know, and here's something else that wouldn't, you know, nobody's going to even think about. Think about in the first half when our offense was playing dead, and we're on our own 40, and it's fourth and a couple of feet, and the genius Eberflus goes for it, and we don't get it, and now they get the ball. They don't do much with it, but it was a field goal, and guess what the difference in the game was, Andy? 3 points. Mm,
3 points. And that was a great call, too, on the fourth one. I said it very, very facetiously.
I had no chance to succeed.
Let me jump in there. I know what to say. This, and I've said it earlier, and I'm going to say it again. You cannot blame one football player that was played in that game today. Okay? Be honest with you. It's this coaching staff. It's this coaching staff. How stupid can you people be? You make missed calls. You call for timeouts when you need them at the end of the game. You don't have them because you're not prepared to traverse from first quarter to second quarter and make the right decisions. You guys, I'll tell you what. Make no mistake. This is right on Eberflus and his other 25 geniuses.
Well, and Shane Waldron. Again, the head coach is the one that has to step in and be the voice of reason and say, we've got this 300 little fatty pound, you know, center. Oh, we're going to make him a star like the fridge 30 years ago and give it. No! You got Roshon Johnson, who's 240 pounds. If you're going to give it to a big back, give it to somebody that knows what to do with the ball.
Like they did late in the game for the go-ahead touchdown at that point. But that is past its prologue, as they say. 312-981-7200.
You know, and one more thing quickly here. You know, I said before in the hour show before, folks, you know, one of the Bears' philosophy has to change. We start out every game, just watch and see us, the past six games this year, we start out first down. I mean, first time we go out offensively, three and out. Second time, three and out. Third time, three and out. Fourth time, three and out. You got almost a half of football gone because you won't utilize Cole Kmet. You won't go downfield. You won't attack downfield. Folks, Dan and I are watching this. We see it. You guys have to see it. I mean, it's incredible. Utilize the field. Utilize the rules of this game. I'm just telling you this coaching staff. My God, Andy. Go ahead.
2 weeks to get ready. In our first drive on offense, we go 2 yard gain, sack, delay of game, drop pass, bad quarterback throw, punt. And then we went on and punted the next seven times.
Yep.
Dan, let's go. Let's get to the phones.
That's what I'm talking. Did you see us try to move the ball down the field? This guy. Send Eberflus back to the Colts, will you?
All right, Patrick, you're up here with Hamp and OB. Go ahead, bud. Hello, Patrick. All right, Patrick did not hang out with us. Let's go to...
He's playing the Hail Mary.
He was trying to knock it down. Let's go out to Hinsdale and say hi to Bob. Bob, you're up with Hamp and OB. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. Thanks very much for taking my call. You know, the incompetence of the coaching staff is really the theme here. But you guys have pointed it all out so far. The horrible play calling, the ridiculous handoff to Kramer. But how about explain to me why Sweat is not on the field on the last play of the game? Unless my eyes are deceiving me, I looked at it two or three times. I did not see him on the field.
Hey,
that is inexcusable
Bob,
and unbelievable.
Yeah, let me tell you, the first down series that our defense is out there, when it came to third and long, guess who was on the sidelines? He ran off the field and they brought in the backup. The first series of the game. They take out the $100 million man. $100 million they're paying this kid.
He played five plays and then he was on the sideline puffing and huffing. What did he do for 2 weeks?
This is
ridiculous.
And that's third down. Third and long. Who should be in there? If anybody should be in there, it should be Sweat. And we've seen this before. Folks.
And the Commanders put together a 9-play, 56-yard drive with a kicked a field goal. And Andy, what was the difference in the game?
A field goal.
There you go.
Uh-huh. Hampton OB, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado.
You want to know, folks, listen to this show. We'll tell you. I'll tell you what. I'm taking no prisoners today.
Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Back with your phone calls here in just a moment.
It's 58 degrees in Washington. 58 degrees. You never get tired when it's 58 degrees.
58 degrees is beautiful. Go play 18 holes, too.
Well, Dan, guess what?
There you go. All right, here's a little secret that's been helping athletes for decades. You know who first showed Dan Hampton the power of pickle juice? Yep, Sweetness himself. He used pickle juice to fuel up before games, stay strong during the fight, and recover like no one else after every victory. That's why the Danimal Heat, you're all in on Epical Hydration, the pickle-powered hydration drink designed to do just that. Pre, during, and post-workouts with 10 times the electrolytes and rapid hydration to fight off cramping, muscle fatigue, and stay in the game. The best part? Zero sugar. No artificials. Just pure power in a bottle.
Last night, the beautiful Ann Obradovich told me that one of her friends who plays golf every weekend, he drinks it religiously and loves it because it keeps him from cramping up on the back nine.
See?
True story.
And it's also good with hangovers if you're out late as well. It's time to hydrate, and Epical goes great with a Bloody Mary, Picklebacks, a hydration boost before bed. Whether you're pushing through a workout or going all four quarters, Epical Hydration is the edge you need. Grab yours at Walmart.com, Binnie's, Tony Finer Food, Caputo's, Burkett's, Fruitful Yield, and Pete's Fresh Markets.
Well, according to how much I drank last night, I'll need a case of it, Dan.
We'll get you some
we'll
Epical.
Drop ship it to you.
A bottling can help.
There's some back on Kevin McDonough's desk. Let's go get some for OB here. Epical Hydration is the elite hydration for elite athletes. Remember, champions never stop hydrating.
By the way, Seibert's already had a game, his first game of his career in Washington, where he made 7 field goals to beat the Giants. This is for his 5th today.
Hasn't missed this year, you said at home.
51 yards. And look at this. That's not on me, partner.
I put it on you. I put it on you.
Does that look like
I said you said.
I got to give it to you.
Well, it was missed, and it wasn't blocked. It was shanked badly. He kicked the dirt before he kicked the football. And that was one of those plays courtesy of CBS Sports. Hampton OB, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Pennies from heaven. We got a lot of breaks. Yep. A lot of breaks and put us in position after playing dead for 55 minutes. We had a chance to win, and we just play stupid football.
18-15 in the final.
I'd like to go back again, folks, which I've said maybe a couple times already, Dan. This philosophy has to change. Folks, this is our 7th game, and you watch us how we start every game out. Every game we start out, 3 and out, 4 and out, whatever. Very seldom do we even can get a first down to get another set of downs. And this has been going on now for 7 games. And we have offensive weapons. We have weapons that we can use. You talk about quality receivers, and damn it, we have them. Now, why aren't we throwing to them? Why aren't we utilizing that entire field? Short, middle, deep passes, different patterns. We do nothing. We do nothing. You got to utilize every second, every minute of every game. Again, a quarter's only 15 minutes, game's 60 minutes long. You got to figure out how to win, okay? And I'm going to make this statement. Eberflus, you and your coaching staff, you 26 guys, you don't know how to win. Because if you did know how to win, you could have won this game tonight. Excuse me, this afternoon. You could have won this game. And you lost it.
We should have won it. And let's get back to the calls. But I got a lot to say about the offensive line here before this program's over.
All right, let's head out to Michigan's out of Dan. Dan, you're up with Hampton OB. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. Great show again.
Thank you.
Dan, I'll tell you what. The offensive line, we don't have one.
I agree.
It is as bad as it's tonight was the, or this afternoon was the worst game I think they've had. And why is their offense not using Bet at all like they should be? I don't get after the last couple games he's played. But I do agree with you. It's time for an offensive coordinator change. Get rid of him.
You know, I'm going to tell you something. We got almost ready to get close to the back half of the season, and this is when we really play some really tough opponents that just happen to be in our own division, okay? And I thought maybe they could get some momentum going and get some believing in themselves. Coach is doing better from week to week because we play a lot of smushy teams, okay? I don't see it. And today, it's not that the Washington Commanders were a pushover, okay? They're not a pushover. But I tell you what, they're not the 49ers, and they're not the Detroit Lions. And we had a chance, as we played today, to still come out and have a win, only through stupidity. And, folks, it's exactly what the hell it is. Only through stupidity of our coaching staff. Of our coaching staff, we lost this game. We lost this game because of our coaches.
312-981-7200 to Henny and Skokie. You're up with Hampton OB. Go ahead.
Hey, gentlemen. I have a question with regards to how does the coach at this point right the ship of emotions that have to be going on in the locker room? I mean, you have a rookie quarterback. It's a letdown. He did what he needed to do at the end, per se. But it's Eberflus, whatever the gentleman's name is, I should get it right. Does he even have the capacity to get the players' emotions in check and move forward from this?
All right. Well, first of all, how good a job did he do in the two-week bye week situation trying to get the team, you know, prepped and ready
point, Danny.
To go on the road and play a viable opponent. Opponent that obviously everybody knew was capable of putting up some points. And well, guess what? All I can tell you is, and again, this thing, I'm still flabbergasted by how ridiculous the ending of this game was and all the different sequences that we were given it the opportunity on a platter and we kept kicking a thing out of it, somebody's hands. We wouldn't take it. Now, the one thing is you have to believe that guys like Caleb Williams, you know, obviously he has a certain level or pedigree of winning and all that. It won't be long before they start talking in a little circle saying, these coaches, they don't know what the hell they're doing. And that, my friend, it's one thing to lose a game. It's another to lose the team. And what happened tonight is how you lose a football team.
Yeah, you know what, Danny? And folks, you think those players, they're in a bus going to catch the plane to come back? You think they're what we're talking about, you think they're not talking about the same thing? You think they're not talking about the same thing? Eberflus did what? Our offensive coordinator called what play? They put who in at what position? I'll guarantee you they're doing it, Danny.
Well, and late in the fourth quarter, they threw a ball to McClellan, and he looked like he caught it, and they hurried up, and they ran the play, and they went back, and we didn't throw the challenge flag, and we went back and looked at it, you know, on the instant replay. And they're like, whoa, 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 the ball hit the ground. I mean, every day is an IQ test, okay? Every game is a big one. And what do we think about our IQ, you know, quotient after we watch what we saw today? You think we're the smartest guys in the NFL? This is what our offense did. First time we got the ball, punt. Second time, punt. Third time, punt. Fourth time, we go for it on fourth and short. We don't get it. We turn the ball over on downs. Then the next possession, a punt. Another punt. Another punt. Finally, DeAndre Swift breaks a 56-yard run when it looked like the Commanders were loafing and nobody was ready to play. And we got a great break. We got back in it. But when you see this down chart and you see how the ineptitude, it's not one down, not one series of downs, or the second possession, or the fourth, or the fifth. It took us eight possessions before we scored a point. That's what will make these guys start talking.
Folks, Dan, you're echoing, you're saying the exact, you're telling the truth. That's exactly what was out there, and you wrote it down. We looked at all the different stats and everything, and that's exactly what happened out there. Now, the problem is, folks, that's week after week after week. I mean, you mean to tell me not one of these coaches or or Poles, our general manager. You mean to tell me he's sitting in a booth upstairs? He's watching the same thing Dan and I are watching and the same thing you're watching. Okay? And there's no correction? There's not a philosophy change? It's every week, folks. That first half of football, the first quarter, second quarter, it's the same damn story. Punt, 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 punt. Oh, my God.
At least we got a good punter.
That's
for a good point.
Thank God for that guy. Who's our most valuable offensive player? Our punter.
All right. We'll get to your phone calls again after we check in the news. Please hold on if you're there. 312-981-7200, the number. Time also for our epic performance of the game, sponsored by Epico, revolutionizing beverage hydration with a pickle twist and rapid hydration. We're going to give that one to DeAndre Swift today, again, of 129 yards on the ground, including the 56-yard touchdown run that got the Bears finally on the scoreboard.
A prayer to get us back in it, and we didn't even take advantage of it.
Correct.
Chevy Dealers, Dan Hampton's defensive player of the game.
And, of course, it's sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Tyreek Stevenson is going to get Dan's nod tonight. 9 total tackles, and he was hitting hard out there.
Yeah, he gave up one big play, but you know what? He has a physicality that obviously kind of breeds contempt on the rest of the defense. Everybody gets in on it.
All right, we're thinking about this, too. We're watching the final play, and it's 18-15 the way it ended. And the Hail Mary was achieved, and they did not attempt a point after.
Which I brought up to you guys, and you're like, wow.
I think by the rules, I think they're supposed to kick that extra point.
They have to. Now, in overtime, you don't.
You don't.
It's if you score
It's whatever score
to win,
gets it, yeah.
But what if it was, you score and you have to kick the extra point to tie the game, of course you would line up and get. But why didn't they kick it? Pretty fishy.
Danny, yeah. That's one
pretty fishy
extra off the wall. Not off the wall. I mean, I don't know how many people thought about that.
Yeah.
I'll bet you a lot of people thought about that, especially with
the
line the way it was.
Trust me, folks, the points come into play in a lot of
ways. Yeah, the line the way it was. All right, let's go back out of the phones, and we'll say hi to Jim out in Algonquin. Jim, you're up with Hampton OB. Go ahead.
Hi, gentlemen. How are you?
Good, Jim.
First of all, I would like to say, a night like this, I really miss Doug Buffon. Because he would echo a lot of the same things you guys say, and with the same passion. So, God bless.
No, he suffered no fools. That's for sure. Yeah. He was the greatest.
Exactly right. So said a lot of the similar things, and I would put it this way that I believe Eberflus thinks he is the smartest man in every room he walks into. And I don't know that that's his call with Kramer at the giving him the ball at the line or not, but ultimately he's in charge of it. And if he didn't think that was the right thing to do, he should have stopped it because that's just ridiculous.
Jim, you're saying the right words.
Yeah. And I mean, wasn't it second down? I mean, it wasn't like this was the, You had to do it on that play, so it's I think it's ego. I just absolutely think it's ego with this staff, and I don't like to say it, but I think a guy like Matt LaFleur would have never called.
All right, Jim, your phone broke up there. Yeah. We're gonna let you go there.
You know what? I'll tell you this. OB.
I think he said that Matt LaFleur, the coach of the Packers, he never would have. Made a decision like that.
Of course not. That's why he's won the last 10 games against the Bears. But let me tell you what I'm seeing with this coaching staff. They're squanderers. And there's nothing worse than a squanderer. You know, we have been in position where we're having to play with, backups here and there, and then we're fighting it out and we're trying.
Up with trick plays to using people out of their position.
We've got
this guy nuts.
Ultra talented players in our defense. We squandered an amazing defensive effort where they've actually held another opponent under 20 points.
And this, they're off.
And 0-3 in the red zone made them kick field goals. We're not forgetting this for a long time.
No, you know what? We're giving the coaching staff a pounding, and you want to know what? Deservedly so. I mean, how far do you take dumbness?
312-981-7200. Let's go out to Maurice. You're up with Hamp and OB. Go ahead, Maurice.
Hello, gentlemen. Long time no speak. First, before I talk football, OB, I'm glad you're in good health, and I'm glad that you passed on the information about the passing of Dr. Brian Moran.
You bet. He saved a lot of people's lives.
When I was a radiation safety inspector, he had an excellent practice, and you were in great hands. And I lament his passing. He was a young guy, younger than me. And I'm glad that you passed through. Now, let's get to football. I agreed with you. As always, you steal my thunder, both of you. Shane Waldron, he needs to be ran out of town. He is not an offensive coordinator that has any imagination. He, in the first half, I was watching the game, and listening with your teammate, Danimal, Tom Thayer, on his radio broadcast. I rarely heard the names in the first half. Cole Kmet, DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, DeAndre Swift, Rome Dunze, Roshon Johnson. In the second half, he finally got all his brain fart and said, let's put them in. And here's another thing. He has these stupid-ass plays. They lost in game four. What were they? Fourth and goal, and then they line up in the speed option in shotgun. Why not go quarterback sneak? Line them up under center. A sweep. A reverse. Okay, gentlemen, I vented. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you, Maurice.
Well, the reason why they didn't run it is because it makes sense. Why would you want to do that?
Okay, Maurice, we got some more calls before I can break this down, but you need to stay tuned because we're not only going to talk about the offensive line and their inadequacies, but how Shane Waldron is mystified about what he's trying to accomplish as an offensive coordinator.
How does Cole Kmet, how do you make a kid go invisible in a game? We needed him, we needed DJ Moore. We needed a doozy. We needed these people, especially Cole Kmet. Cole Kmet, one time, folks, in 60 minutes of football, four quarters, he catches one pass. And he's the guy that ignites our passing game.
Well, it's hard to believe. This is the quarterback that came off of back-to-back games with four touchdown passes. Well, tonight, he only completed 10 passes in a 60-minute football game. Only 10.
Yeah, tough afternoon for sure.
It wasn't
good.
You
can't ask the defense, Danny, and you know you said you can't ask the defense to do much more than what they did, folks. You truly can't. You know, I know it's the bounce of the ball, et cetera, et cetera. But, boy, what this loss, again, it comes down to coaching. Those kids should have batted that football down.
Shame on them.
That's a given, folks. That is an absolute given. As a matter of fact, those coaches should have been on the sideline screaming to the guys, their defensive backs, if it comes your way, knock it down, knock it down. Well, didn't happen.
All right, a simple question here, and I know the answer to it already. What play do the Bears need to scrap? It's sponsored by Elgin Recycling, where you'll get top dollar for all your scrap metal. Well, I guess there's a handful of answers we probably could use in this one, but I wrote down.
Which is the one that, you know, I want to staple to your forehead?
The handoff to Kramer. That was bad. And that fourth and one play, too, that we were just talking about.
Now, everybody goes, well, they gave it to the fridge, blah, blah, blah. Well, different time, different place. That team was built to kind of be able to do certain things like that, but never in a situation where we had to score to get back in the game. Those were always show pony kind of moves. Ditka was kind of flaunting things.
Yeah, make a statement against the Packers on a Monday night.
Bingo.
Yeah. Hampton will be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Back to your phone calls here in just a moment. Fans, step into a world of vibrant flavors, cultures, and celebration at Carnival, a Chicago staple for nearly 20 years. From their eclectic Latin fusion cuisine to stunning decor, every detail reflects their motto, live a colorful life. And boy, they helped us live a colorful life today with the spread they provided for us. If you want to check this out, folks, I know we're going to be jealous of us, but check out the Happen to Be Facebook page for all the pictures of what we were eating today.
It's incredible. Oh. And I mean, you know, so many people take pictures of their food now.
Yeah.
I mean, this... It was like a 60-minute infomercial.
It's photogenic food.
Everything was beautiful. The steak, everything.
Photogenic food. I like that, okay? Carnival, not only a dining destination, but also an entertainment hotspot with Thursday night pop-up performances and somber Fridays. Whether you're dining or hosting a private event, Carnival offers unforgettable experiences. Do not wait. Book your table or event right now at CarnivalChicago.com.
And we've practiced that play 100 times since we've been here. Again, I'll have to look at what the execution was of that, but we have a body on a body, boxing guys out like basketball at the very end. We have one guy that's the rim that knocks the ball down. We got a back tip guy that goes behind the pile. So again, I got to look at it, detail it out, and make sure we're better next time. But again, that's a hard way to leave.
Well, if you had, we'll have to look at it on your. If you had to look, we had to look at it on your Eberflus bingo card. You probably got bingo right there. Hampton will be sponsored by your local Chevy dealer, Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Eberflus, they're talking about the Hail Mary situation, and guys, both as defenders in your NFL careers, I always heard and was thought to know that on a Hail Mary situation like that, you have to have a defender as deep as the deepest receiver,
and then you have to have a couple of spikers.
Yeah.
More athletic guys that can go as high as anybody and tomahawk it to the ground.
And there was nobody guarding the man that caught the football.
He was standing by himself.
Not one human being there. 312-981-7200.
And I got to tell you, hey, guys.
Yeah. Look, I don't want to put that against the kids.
I got you. I'm just saying.
That is coaching. Yeah. Those coaches should have, if anything, right there at that second, they're right there screaming from the sidelines, knock it down, knock it down.
Plus, you had a timeout you could have used to do that, too. I mean, if you wanted to, if you thought it was that important, you could have called.
But that would be shrewd.
Why would you want
coaching
to do that?
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Come on, Andy.
Yeah, I'm so sorry for thinking. 312-981-7200. I know. I've got to get out of my own head. Let's go out to Lake Zurich and say hi to Ben. Ben, you're up with Hampton OB. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Ben.
You know, we've been really critical about the coaching staff, and I've noticed over the last few weeks a lot of pre-snap penalties. Do you guys feel like that's just coaching stuff, or do you think that's Caleb having issues with the offensive line and the offense as a whole? Just with the pre-snap penalties, specifically out of timeouts and after stoppages, I feel like it's just been awful offensive play.
Okay, now, that's a really good point. Now, at some point, you got to say everybody. Okay, some of the offensive linemen, they are unprepared to, you know, deal with the snap count. They're worried about the pass rush. They're worried about this. And then they're not concentrating and focusing on what the snap is. And that's how you get the illegal procedure penalties. The other part of it is you saw tonight, and they made a big deal out of it, Romo especially, talking about how now Caleb is being given, like, carte blanche to call certain plays. He'll get the offense, you know, set up and see what the defense is, you know, how they're arrayed to stop the certain set they're in. And then he is basically given, you know, a couple of different plays to run versus different types of setups, whether it's a two deep zone, one deep, if they're mugging up at the line. He has, you know, been given this responsibility. Now, to do that, it takes a lot of practice, a lot of drilling. And evidently, with the rules today, they don't practice like we did. We used to practice till it was right. I mean, you know, it didn't matter. If 20 plays wasn't enough, we'd do another 10, until it was right. I don't know if they can do it, but obviously they have not gotten it to a point where they're proficient with it. And that is what has caused a lot of the, you know, the penalties. And late in the game, you know, Romo said, look at the differential in the penalties. All of that comes into play. And I got to tell you, you know, I do this TV show with Wonstead and coaches. They would have meetings at night and figure out how to get 4 more yards on kickoff returns. They're worried about 4 yards. And now, if you got a 50 or 80 yard penalty differential, what are you going to do then? Set fire to the building? I'm just saying, you know, these penalties have been backbreakers, and you can't really just say it, you know, it's the quarterback, but I think they're all to blame. And Waldron, and again, him kind of operating with this set structure now where Caleb's got, you know, the ability to change plays, call plays, all that, evidently he thinks everybody's up to speed and it's going to go just cheeringly, but obviously it doesn't.
312-981-7200, the number. Sneaking a couple more here before we have to take our next break to get to the top of our news. Let's go out to Lake Forest and say hi to Jake. Jake, you're up with Hamp and OB. Go ahead.
Hey, gentlemen. Thanks for having me. You know, I've got a serious problem with this team. I mean, I seriously just do not understand what happens at practice. I mean, this O-line is abysmal. They cannot block a single stunt. Seems like they're worried about how many gushers are left in the box in the film room. I mean, it makes no sense. And I've never seen an offense that passes up to their backup tight end more. It's like if the 2016 Warriors, their offense was ran through Andrew Bogut. I just don't get it. And Eberflus, I mean, what is the motivation? This dude, I'm a big guy. This dude couldn't motivate me to go make a sandwich. Every time I see a video of this guy in the locker room, every time this dude in the locker room, he cannot motivate a team. This team is undisciplined. It is embarrassing. Every year, it is the same thing.
Well,
you know, I spend my Sundays not doing my homework to watch this damn team play. Every Sunday, I spend 3 hours that could be put towards studying for my next test. And this is what I deal with. This right here, every time. It is the same thing every year. I'm sorry. It is the same thing.
Jake, we're here for you. Thanks for venting. Yeah. We appreciate you.
Yeah, Jake. Hey, listen. No, you're fine, Jake. You're fine. You know, you look at what an imbalance. You know, today we ran a little bit, which we should be doing every week. But again, Danny, if you're going to win, you got to throw the football in this league. I know you agree, and I know you know. You have to throw the football, folks. It's just the way the game is played. Okay? And Williams, today, against a team that I thought that we could be able to maybe move the ball up and down the field. Are we going to score touchdowns on every drive? No. But I thought we could put up a few more points than we did. But here, for the entire game, he attempted 24 passes, folks, and completed 10. 24 passes. Break that down. What is that? Like 7 1/4, a little over 7 passes a quarter that he's attempted? That he's attempted? You're not going to win a football game. And again, this ball should be flying in the air constantly for the Bears. And again, I'll say it for a third or fourth time. Look at our receivers. DJ Moore, Adunzi, my God, Cole Kmet. We've got people that can catch the ball coming out of the backfield. We've got a tight end that is a difference maker if you use him. Now attempting 24 passes in a game is not going to get it done. You're not going to win a football game, Eberflus. You're not going to win a football game throwing a ball 24 times. Not in this league, not in this day.
All right, we don't have time now, but after the top of the hour, I want to get into some of the issues with Shane Waldron and his offensive play calling and his
he has none
and his schematical play designs. And when I finish, you'll shake your head.
All right, I'm shaking my head pregame shaking my head. Hampton will be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Obviously, when you have a drive like that to go down a score, and then you know they have a Hail Mary like that, you know it's tough. You always, I mean, or at least myself, I believe in, you know, this defense when they go out there and you know, to have a play like that. Covered it pretty well. Tipped it back to 85. And so I'm going to keep believing in them as they believe in us multiple times where we just got stalled, shot ourselves in the foot, and then go out there and, you know, before obviously that last play was 12-4.
First quarterback Caleb Williams after the game today. Hampton will be sponsored by your local Chevy dealer, Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Tied up for who brought it today, and it is sponsored by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois, the card to bring through it all. We're going to give it to the defense. The defense did bring it today. We did see something in our break at news that we need to bring up because
okay,
of
folks,
a video we saw.
And I'm sure this video will go viral. At the snap of the ball on the last play of the game, our player of the game, Tyreek Stevenson, had his back to the offense. Evidently, he was jawing with somebody in the stands. And then he realizes they're running a play. The quarterback's running around. And he takes off running. And he is the one that actually tips the ball to the receiver standing in the end zone. Now,
the point Dan's trying to make, the offense came out of the huddle. Our opponents, they got set, called the signal, snapped the ball, and he's standing there, folks, looking up into the stands with his back to all the action, waving his arms to the fans while the play is going on. You can't make this one up.
I don't know. That is beyond inexcusable.
Yep.
I'm just saying it's shocking. And again, it goes back to the lack of discipline and leadership.
That shows you how much that kid's brain at that particular time was in that game, and that's what you're talking about. What you just said. Who is leadership? It's the coaches. They're the ones. You mean to tell me this guy? We're into the seventh game. And it's you're in a do or die situation, and they're snap the play is snapped, folks. The ball, it's in motion, and he's standing there looking up into the stands, waving his arms at the stands and screaming at the people in the stands while the play is going on.
The hidden part of that is the quarterback ran around for 5 seconds, and you know how long it takes for receivers to run 50 yards to get set up in the end zone? Well, if you was to bring pressure, keep him in the pocket and collapse the pocket and get him on the ground, this is a victory. Instead, we go with some stupid pansy defense where we're not pressuring the quarterback and he's able to launch it and our quarterback is screwing around with the fans.
You know
it's
what
crazy.
It is? Crazy. Danny and Andy, and I'm telling you folks, whose fault is that? It's got to be somebody's fault, okay? You got a player so undisciplined, and I still think that kid is a quality player, Dan, but undisciplined in certain situations that he's waving, screaming at the fans while the play is actually going in basically a do-or-die situation. My dear Lord, the football gods, where were they? My God.
The young man in Lake Forest
yeah.
said, I don't study so I can watch the game. And so many times it all plays out the same way. We play stupid and we lose. Do we have any more calls?
Yeah, I got a couple. You can go ahead because we're up against the breakers.
You know, folks, so here's the deal. 3 weeks ago, there was the big hoo-brah about Shane Waldron didn't have a scripted set of plays for the offense to start the game. And the players said, you know, this is important. And so he said, okay, we do that. Okay, we'll start doing that. And evidently he goes with a numbering system where he has certain numbers of plays that he wants to try and run early in the game. Now, obviously, they're not learning anything because all we do is three and out, you know. So evidently the script that he's set up and prepared is inadequate. Now, all that being said, if Bill Walsh was the one that really was big about this, and his idea was, I'm going to bring out an array of formations, motions, sets, all this, and I want to see how the defense reacts. I want to see what they're doing so I can be in a position where I can predict how they're going to react to certain down and distances and play calls. And evidently, you know, this is way over Waldron's head because it ain't working. But more importantly, late in the, I think it was the second quarter, Amagaji, the fourth round pick, had to go in at left tackle because Braxton Jones got hurt. Now, time after time after time, they ran plays where they did not give him any help, and the defensive end was wearing him out. Now, I'm up here watching out of the corner of my eye, I'm watching Bosa for the 49ers, the Cowboys, they've got somebody chipping and a tight end on him, jacking him up at the line. They're helping, you know, on the pass rusher. We don't even think about it. And we just, basically, we've got this green as grass rookie out there getting killed, and we don't even make any adjustments. I'm just saying, you can't make this up.
Danny, I have a simple answer for you, which I've been screaming about here all night here so far, and the following week, the prior month, the prior year, you go on and on next to forever. Coaching. Where would it come from? Can't come from the good Lord. He's got enough problems in the world. Okay? Where does this come from? Not the general manager of a grocery store. Not the guy that's pumping gas. Not a mechanic. Not a pilot. It's a coach. And it's his staff. And we have 26 of them. 26. You can only have 11 players on the field at a time. But we have 26 coaches. And guess, this fell right on their head, folks. Don't you believe anything that anybody else ever tells you. This was right on Eberflus, and they had to stamp it right on his forehead. The coaches lost this game.
Okay,
make no mistake about it.
The last play, my buddy taped it off the television. Ronnie, my buddy, said the last play lasted 13 and a half seconds.
Wow.
13 and a half seconds. Now, the ball was in the air probably two. So, what's going on? What the heck is going on?
That's an eternity. 312-981-7200. We'll take a quick time out here. Come back with more of your phone calls before we wrap it up at the bottom of the hour. Happen will be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Sometimes when you have those days, you just got to make sure you keep finding answers. You know, some of the answers could have been, you know, getting the ball to our tight ends and running backs as I look at the stat sheet, you know, there. I know we were trying to do that. They did pressure with their linebackers. We knew they were going to do some of those. We thought those, you know, those were effective for them. So we got to do a better job handling those. Again, it's always about just working to the next series and finding answers, and we got to do a better job of that.
Capital B, sponsored by your local Chevy dealer, Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Matt Eberflus. Now, I'm not sure we were watching the same game because he was talking about getting the tight ends and the running backs involved. When did that happen?
It didn't.
Okay.
And that's what we've been talking about for 2 hours.
Yeah, I thought I missed something. By the way, Matt Eberflus, OB just looked this up. Matt Eberflus' road record with the Bears?
Not good.
3-17. 3-17.
Yep.
Away from home.
Yep.
How well do the Bears protect the pocket? Sponsored by Protect and Grow Retirement Plans by TJ Stearns. Always protecting your pocket. Call them at 800-640-2256. I think we've outlined that it wasn't very good.
Well, and you know what? Technically, we gave up two sacks, but Williams was running for his life the entire first three quarters. And you know what? And OB says it week after week. He's going to get, you know, popped, and then we're going to be, you know, playing with Tyson Bagent before you know it because, you know, the kid's trying to make a play, and at some point, you know, all these quarterbacks that are running, they're going to get popped. They're going to miss. Yeah, I think last year 53 different quarterbacks started games in the NFL. 53.
Mm. That is a lot. 312-981-7200. We'll get a couple more in before we bust out of here at 8:30 tonight. Let's go out to Bob out in Cary. Bob, you're up with Hampton OB. Go ahead, Bob.
Hi, guys. It's Bob again. I called you 2 weeks ago, remember, about the slow starts the Bears had in the first quarter? Well, I was sitting on my couch, ready to watch a game, and had the Bears put up a lot of points in the first two quarters, knowing that they had 2 weeks to prepare. I don't know what the head coach and the offensive coaches were doing in the last 2 weeks, but I would have picked apart that defense of the Washington Redskins if I had 2 weeks to prepare for them. And here I get so aggravated, and they can't even score a point in the first half. So what I'm seeing is the coach is not preparing himself. He's got to get better. He keeps saying, we got to get better. No, he and his coach has got to get better.
Amen.
Because if I'm a manager, he's gone. I'm not going to put up with that crap no more. He had 2 weeks. I don't know if he was on vacation or what he was doing, floating in a pool with a drink. But you know what? That's no excuse. And it's got to get better. Otherwise, I would have to go with a less lax coach and get a fiery coach in there to kick some butt and be more disciplined with these players.
Bob, thanks. Appreciate it.
That's one excellent call, buddy.
Yeah.
From A to Z. That's a good call.
Hard to argue any of those points. Let's get one more in here before we get on out of here. Let's go to Northbrook and say hi to Sam. Sam, you're up with Hampton OB. Go ahead.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you, Sam.
Brutal. Can you hear that?
Brutal, yes. Got it loud and clear.
B-R-U-T-A-L. It started last year. We gave Eberflustered a break. He should have been fired halfway through the year last year. Somehow, his job. Who does that fall on? I think Poles and maybe Kevin Warren. Kevin Warren, welcome to Chicago. Your team sucks.
Sammy, what you're saying, Dan totally agrees, and I totally agree. You know, where does it fall? It was so obvious today. It was so obvious. Who's at fault? We lost the game, okay? Doesn't matter how, 1 second ago, no time, whatever. We lost the game, okay? And it smacks at you. It smacks right in your face. Eberflus, Shane Waldron, it's right on their foreheads. Those are the two main coaches offensively. And Eberflus is the main guy basically for our defense. He's supposed to be a defensive genius. My God, we can point it out things here for four quarters that went wrong defensively and offensively, and you can go back to last week, the week before, the week before, the week before. For God's sakes, we're what now, 4-3? In the four wins, we haven't beaten one team with a winning record. Not one, and I think we have beaten three of those teams are 1-6, I believe.
Yeah, I'm looking
1-5 or 1-6. We beat three teams with those miserable records. And we haven't beaten a team yet with a winning record. And we're looking good. He's doing a great job of coaching. He's not doing. His staff, they're not stepping up to the plate. I don't know if it's sheer stupidity or just massive ignorance. Take your pick.
It's hard to watch. That's the fact. And it doesn't seem like it changes too much. And again, you know, we thought last year with Lou Getsy that the stubbornness factor was really high. With Shane Waldron, it's not so much stubbornness. I just think he just doesn't understand what he's trying to accomplish. Stick with something, right?
Well, and again, there's, you know, everybody wants to blame the offensive line. Well, guess what? The offensive line has certain parts of it that are capable, but you can't put them in situations they are incapable of performing. That's the offensive coordinator's, you know, main purpose, is to get this group of 11 to be able to function and do things that they can do and do them as well as they can. And we got nothing. And you look at those last two drives, that we actually got down into the red zone, got to the one where we fumbled, mm-hmm. and then we finally got down and, you know, punched
it in. Why wasn't it there, the first quarry, the first series, the second series? Oh, we did, Danny, you mentioned, and we punt, and punt.
Well, in a lot of those situations, it was grab bag, schoolyard, you know, throws by Caleb Williams. And it wasn't because of the offensive play design. It was, we've got a pretty special player that can make some plays, but it wasn't enough. Especially when you allow, what we allowed, a 13-second Hail Mary on the final play of the game. It's sickening.
The one coach, I mean, the one player on the field that can lift the club, take it a little step higher, and that's the only one player on 11 defense, 11 out, is the quarterback. He's the only one, folks. Okay, and guess what? He's got to be coached.
Bears lose it by the score of 18 to 15 on the Hail Mary, and that's going to do it for us here this week. Again, the Bears now face the Arizona Cardinals in Arizona next week. Another late kickoff, another 3:05 kickoff. So we'll be on there with you at 2 o'clock on next Sunday afternoon here on WGN. We hope you'll join us, and hopefully it's a little better showing. Again, this is not an easy game here against Arizona, especially on the road, as we've chronicled and you looked up. Matt Eberflus's record away from home, not very good.
Not very good at all. 3-17, folks.
3-17, and Arizona went to Miami and won today. So they're capable.
Yep. 2 o'clock next week. Big thanks again to Sammy and Eli and Jack for their help, and Brett Jackson, our engineer here.